And now, coming to you live from stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois, it's the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza!
Break out the china and that new bearskin rug. Soak up the fire and give your daddy a hug. Now make yourself comfy and open your ears for the greatest show you're bound to hear in years.
We'll go sailing the high seas and shoot through the stars. Fight off some bad guys and maybe visit Mars. All these adventures you'll soon come to know.
Race to the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We know all things are possible if we can just believe in Bronson's Lozenges.
Siblings, invite all your friends. It's time for a fun time where adventure never ends. Bring in your grandpa and why not your dog? Don't let your neighbor sit there like a bump on a log.
So forget all the bad times, cause good times are here. We turn from boring life now to excitement we steer. We'll laugh and we'll cry at the high times and low.
Here on the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
Was recorded at stage 773 in front of a live audience.
Audience. Well, howdy. Don't you know never to sneak up on a sleeping man in the wilderness in the dead of night? Oh, you don't? Well, that's good enough for me. Okay. Have a seat, friends. I'll start up the fire again. What's that? You want another story from old Prospector Throckley? Is that why you came all out this way? Well, I'm always available to spin a tall tale. Ahem. Y'all remember the Snortfeather Clan? That lovable family of cheaters, grifters, and swindlers who set out on the Oregon Trail in search of wealth and land? Well, warm yourself up and get cozy, because things ain't so cozy for Paterfamilias Silas, Matterfamilias Almira, and the rest of their brood who can't seem to meet eye to navel. I'll start my tale with thunder. Lightning! And the moans of a man wishing he hadn't drunk the water from the banks of the River Platte.
Oh. This is what you get, Silas. I can't believe I'm stuck here with a lunkhead moron, stoop-on moron face like you in this terrible rainstorm, having to take care of your sorry behind.
Oh, my behind is sorry, Almira. Oh, it's in such a sorry state, and it's all your fault. I'm telling myself to feel better, you... Oh, Lord, my precious internal organs. Bring me the bucket.
What bucket, Silas? We don't have a bucket.
Oh, yeah, I traded it for that daguerreotype of William Henry Harrison I saw back in Omaha.
Oh, you know I hate it when you make callbacks to throwaway lines and previous adventures we've had. No one's gonna remember that.
Well, they might if they followed our madcap antics.
Oh, I'm done being self-referential with you. I don't want to hear any more whining from you about your dang references, your dang boneheaded financial decisions, or your dang symptoms.
Symptoms of what? I don't even know what I have, and neither would any potential third party who may be listening in on us.
Potential third? Oh, this is hogwash, pure hogwash, Silas. You've got dysentery.
Oh, it's making my insides all outsides. Oh.
You did this to yourself. Silas Northfeather, I don't know why I even bothered to stay with you anymore.
Well, I don't know why I bothered to stay with you anymore either. You made me do this to myself, and that statement makes entirely enough sense to use in this argument. Get the kids in here so I can convince them to be on my side.
You don't even remember, do you? They're gone, Silas, they're gone!
Oh, heck, here comes a scene change and the inevitable side effects of my dehydration.
What? Gone? Sam, Clem, and Beckaloo Snortfeather have flown the coop? Well, hold your horses, because their story begins for us on the opposite bank of the river. Washed upon shore, barely out of the water, and barely able to revive their shifty yet jovial attitudes, they're on a mission to save their paw.
Way to start a constructive dialogue. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Sam? Beckaloo? Our hastily and shoddily constructed raft broke up in the river. Somehow.
Well, at least I didn't have to try to get you up, Clem.
Well, that was inconsiderate, right, Sam?
Yeah, it was. Hey, wait. I'm mad at you.
Jeez, why would... Oh, yeah, that's right. I smashed your toe with a big rock. And hey, I'm mad at you. You're taking the gaping wound that left you far too seriously.
Don't you steal my anger, Thunder.
I steal what I want, which is my modus operandi.
You stole that from me, too.
Quiet, the both of you. We've got a mission to accomplish. I've got to think.
Does that happen often?
Dang, Clem! I might hate you right now, but credit where credit's due.
Listen, you two. Y'all may be reveling your bickering right now, but we know why we're here. Our paw's got himself dysentery, and there's only one place we can find the cure for it. We've got to head over to that town yonder.
Yonder?
Yes, yonder. We've got to get there and procure it so Pa don't keel over permanent-like. Well, if Ma don't make him keel over first. That fight they had this morning was so nasty, it rattled me good.
Yonder, procure, reveling? What, do you have a thesaurus with you?
No. No, Clem, I lost it in the river when our raft disintegrated.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really gonna miss it, actually. Thanks for reminding me of that. Listen, we ain't got much time, and this storm ain't gonna let up anytime soon. We're all so worried about Pa, and I don't want him to kick the bucket, so come on. Let's get moving.
Fine, let's go. But I ain't talking to Clem.
Oh, fine. Let the record show that you stink.
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Huh?
Let me join in on the banter.
Oh boy, ain't that a kick in the teeth for our intrepid heroes? Well, I don't know if you'd call them intrepid, but they're certainly... Well, you might not even call them heroes, but they're certainly... Oh, pardon me, friends. Can't you tell I ain't got much sleep? Now, let's see what's happening on the parental side of the river. You know what? Let's just sit with the youngins for a little while, okay? Back across the river, the Snortfeather brood have finally made it to the one-horse town of Ashland, Nebraska.
We're here! I wonder where this fellow with the medicine is.
Let's try the saloon over yonder.
Oh, hitch!
Inside the saloon...
Excuse me, barkeep, bartender.
Well, howdy. Welcome to Ashland, Nebraska's finest liquor emporium. Mail center, town hall, courthouse, casino, ooh, and horse washing facility. Can I offer any of you a drink or a notarized birth certificate?
I'll take two of each.
Don't even try. Ma'am, we're looking for a very particular man who we've heard deals in medicinal concoctions. Our pa's dying of dysentery.
Well, my goodness. Children, you just also happened to have found Ashland, Nebraska's very finest hospital.
How bizarrely convenient.
You're gonna want to talk to Mr. Codshock in our combination pharmacy and poker table.
Okay, well, now you're just being silly.
I should warn you, Mr. Codshock only accepts a specific form of payment for his services. He's an odd fellow, but what with him being our pharmacist while he's incarcerated, I guess he finds joy wherever he can.
Wait, incarcerated?
Welcome to Ashland, Nebraska's town penitentiary.
Sam, Clem, let's get out of here as soon as we can. This place is weird. Thanks, Ms. Bartender.
Y'all sure you don't want anything notarized?
Well, I do have certain legal documents that could
Sam!
Be...
Oh.
Well, suit yourself. Good luck.
All right, you two. Let's get this medicine and leave. I wonder what you meant by specific form of payment.
I'm your huckleberry.
Who are you?
Oh, just a little old purveyor of medicinal wares and the like. I'm Mr. Cardsharp. Welcome to my domain.
Your domain is a poker table?
Oh, my, yes. I have my reasons, Huckleberry. What might I provide for you? Y'all seem to be in a bit of a rush.
We certainly are, Mr. Cardsharp, sir. Our pa is suffering from dysentery, and we need any medicine we can get for him. You're the only one who can help us.
My, isn't that a pickle into which he's gotten himself into? Well, y'all happen to be in luck. You see, I do carry in my stores the only cure for dysentery in Nebraska.
Oh.
And y'all can have it.
Oh, thank you so much.
If you can beat me at a game of poker.
Oh.
You can have your cure, but only if you beat me in a gentlemanly game of poker. And as you can see, my shelves are fully stocked. I do not lose.
But I don't know how to play poker at all. Why on earth would you make such a ridiculous policy? It's awful.
Well, there's a reason I happen to be incarcerated, Huckleberry.
Stop calling me that.
Hush.
Oh, what are we gonna do? Even if I did know how to play, how will we get back across the river without our raft? It's hopeless.
We can do this.
Huh?
Clem and I can do this and get transportation back. It's one of our many specialities, remember, Clem?
You're right, Sam. A genius thought. I'm sorry I hooked a rock at your foot.
And I'm sorry I rightly thought you were a jerk for doing so, brother o' mine. Family forever, Clem?
Family forever, Sam.
Now, let's con this man back to the Stone Age.
Mr. Cardsharp, sir, how would you like to up the stakes?
Ooh, howdy! I wouldn't want to be Mr. Cardsharp right now, that's for sure. I also wouldn't want to be Silas Snortfeather right now, who's currently in more bodily discomfort than I can describe without resorting to vulgarity. Gross.
Oh, but my bets are all revolting against me. And I can't even fight back. They just get mad at me and lodge a formal complaint by way of... pain.
Hash, tain't worth speaking about it. I'm so angry at you right now.
Oh, but that was so long ago, wasn't it? I mean, I barely even remember what we were fighting about anyways.
Oh, of course you remember. It was just this morning. Don't you try to con me of all people. I certainly remember.
Sam, Clem, I told you a million times already, you're trying to smash those fish in the river with rocks all wrong. I know we need food for the night, but y'all have tried and tried and tried. And that last time, Clem, you crushed your brother's toe on accident.
Yes,
accident.
Mom, careful with them stitches.
I'm being as careful as I can, Clem, dear. These sewing needles aren't that sharp, you know. And...
no!
There you go. Good as new. Hobble off now.
You know, Elmira, dear, you really need to be more gentle with Sam and, the other boy.
Excuse me?
I said be more gentle with the twins. You know their delicate constitutions only allow for the small con jobs. Don't exacerbate things for them.
Silas, are you telling me how to be a parent to my own kids? Tell me, who told them it was a good idea to smash fish with rocks in the first place?
It worked for me with my delicate constitution when I was a child. Well, until a concussion. Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, your parental skills need to lighten up.
Yours need to get less stupid.
Oh, you're stupid.
Hey, y'all. I just finished making a fishing pole so we can eat without risking bodily harm. Isn't it nice?
Yes, it's very nice. Now give it to me.
Hey, what are you doing?
Unhealthily dealing with my misplaced aggression. Anger throw.
You threw our one-way eating tonight in the river. Why would you do that?
Oh, no. The red curtain's lifting again. What did I do?
You threw our fishing pole into the river Platte.
Well, I can get it back. I can fix it.
Wait, stop. You can't swim. And that river's a breeding ground for Miladies.
Oh, no. He's drinking the river water.
At least he's getting back to shore. Silas, you could have killed yourself.
Well, we might have lost the fishing pole, but at least I was able to drink some river water in front of y'all. My lord. Oh! That escalation was totally justifiable from my end.
No, it wasn't.
Well, okay, maybe it was a little hasty.
Yeah, I'd say. Silas, when did we fall in love?
Oh, you're joking asking me that right now. You must be.
I'm serious. When did we fall in love?
Elmira, it's been 20 years since we first met.
Then tell me where we met. Tell me how.
Okay, I can try. I remember that day. Do you? There were so many sounds, the carriages, the cobblestone streets, all those people.
Let's let these lovely old sounds take us just a little farther back in time. Not too far back, mind you, to one unmercifully hot day in 1829, where two pickpockets were trying their luck out in the City of Dreams, Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, my goodness. A million pardons, ma'am. I didn't see it coming. It looks like I ran right into you.
Oh, no, it's my fault, sir. I ran into you.
Hey, I don't mind bumping into a pretty woman such as yourself. You're kind of klutzy, ain't you?
Huh. Well, someone's got a pretty sly tongue on himself. You're not wrong, though. I never could tell my left foot from my right hand.
Must be a thrill to dance with you, then.
Elmira.
Huh?
That's my name, Elmira, and it stands to reason that you might as well give me yours in return.
You're a particularly assertive person, ain't you?
Never could be anything else. And besides, fair is fair.
Well, Silas Snortfeather, Miss Elmira, and it's a pleasure, honest to goodness.
Likewise.
Care for a stroll?
That sounds wonderful. Lead the way.
Hey, can I tell you something? Oh, it's all right. You go ahead first, then I can go.
Okay. I'm getting a good feeling from you.
That's mutual, ma'am.
And it's not a fake good feeling, neither. To be sure of that, I've had plenty of those before.
The thought never passed my mind, ma'am.
I really do like you.
And I do, too.
So,
here's your pocket watch back.
Wait, what?
How do you have my...
Did you...
You pickpocketed me. I don't believe it. No one could pocket my pick.
I can and I did. And here I was all ready to give it back to you, you think. How you got my watch is a total mystery, though.
It's because I'm that good, that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, Mr. Snowfeather, or whatever your name is, you know what I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think that was impressive as hell.
Miss, you read my mind.
Oh, I know.
Take my hand. And you did. Oh, you took my hand, and I never could let go afterwards. Heaven help me.
I've never wanted it to. That's why we fell in love, Silas. It weren't the pocket watches or the fact that we lifted them off each other, or any kind at all, for that matter. Silas, I fell in love with you because even when you did that, you were kind enough to be honest with me afterward. No one had ever been honest with me before.
Well, I couldn't help but be honest with you. You'd never let me be anything else. Heck, with all the grifting I'd done, I'd lost touch with everyone, I think. As soon as I saw you, I knew I'd found the one person in this entire world I could tell the God's honest truth to. I loved you ever since.
I know, Silas. I see it every day.
Then why were things so topsy-turvy this morning?
We're out here all alone on the Oregon Trail. You, me, and the kids are all we've got right now. Of course things are gonna snap. It's a sure thing. I know you're a great dad, just like you know I'm a great mom. That weren't the point of the argument. We're leading complicated lives right now. Stands to reason our fights would get more complicated, too. Oh, I don't know. Does that make any sense at all?
You've never made anything but sense to me. I love you, Almira Snortfeather.
I love you too, Silas Snortfeather. All right?
I'm not all right.
That was supposed to make you happy, you think.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not all right. I feel like I'm gonna die.
Oh, my goodness, you're dysentery. I completely forgot.
Not that I blame you for forgetting after that massive backstory, my sweet, but my holy gastrointestinal sanctuary is about to be sacked by bacterial Vikings.
Oh, I'm so worried about the kids getting back with that medicine. It's still summer storming so bad, and the river has completely flooded over. How are they going to make it without a boat?
This is too much dang tension. I'm too old for this. Here you go. The two stories converge now. You happy? You happy? God, I need some whiskey.
Oh, I can't believe how amazing you boys were. I've never seen a grown man cry so much.
Yeah, we won the medicine and his wagon.
Honestly, it got kind of sad when he bet his clothing.
All right, boys, we gotta ford this river before Paul relieves himself. To death! Forward! Ford!
Hey! I can see Mom and Paul!
And I can hear them! We have the medicine!
Oh, my dear children!
Oh, heaven above, please let me in. I know I ain't been the best.
Oh, Silas, you can stop that, because look, our salvation is coming across the river!
Oh, no! Our wheel's stuck! We're sinking fast!
It was a pleasure serving with you, Clem.
Likewise, brother of mine.
I can't see him, Silas. Oh, Lord, I can't see him. The water's so choppy. Where are our children? They're alive, Silas. They're alive.
Oh. Oh, and just in time.
Come on, Paul.
Oh, Becca Lou, boys, thank goodness you're all right. I was worried sick.
Well, worry no more. We've got a cure for Paul and a wagon.
Package deal. We'll give you the friends and family discount. You can pay us for our time later.
Taxes still included.
So, is everything going to be okay with you and Paul?
You know what? I think everything between us is going to be just fine.
I'm so happy everything's worked out. Now, please give me that medicine. I'm literally dying right now.
Oh, Silas. Who heard anyone dying of dysentery out here on the Oregon Trail?
Boy, that tired me out. But I guess everyone and everyone's intestinal tract made it out okay. And we learned today, love is a complicated and wonderful thing to be treasured for as long as you can. You want a better lesson in life? You won't get one! Woo-hoo-hoo. Ooh, all's fair in love and dysentery, especially in a full house on the prairie.
Sad to be leaving, but alas, we must go. We hope you enjoyed our little radio show. When life gets depressing, look back on tonight and remember how we held off gloom with all of our might.
So let's roll up the carpet and tuck in the kids. We had us some good times without any fits. We'll never come back and we'll have us a row.
Here are the Bronx Saints lozenges, astounding imagination show. Please extravaganza radio show. That's right, the Bronx Saints lozenges, astounding showcase extravaganza radio show. This was the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase extravaganza radio.